Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC as it is popularly called, manages life savings, retirement savings of crores of Indians. And the amount that it manages at the moment is over 28 lakh crores and it keeps mounting. LIC is one organization which receives money by the hundreds of crores every month in a very predictable manner, because all of us pay our LIC premium on our policies. And this particular fund that it manages ought to be managed with utmost responsibility. The sad part is, the most unfortunate situation is that the state of affairs of LIC are one of utter mismanagement. Instead of minimizing risks, it seems to maximize risk. And instead of giving maximum returns to its policyholders, it has been giving virtually minimum returns, according to us. And this poor and pathetic state of affairs of LIC was clearly evident in the case of ILFS. ILFS as an entity was owned and also supposed to be managed by LIC for the simple reason LIC was the dominant largest shareholder of ILFS. It owned 25.6% equity of ILFS and was thus de facto and legally in charge of the management of ILFS by virtue of being the largest dominant shareholder. In fact, the chairman of the board of directors of ILFS was always an LIC nominee, whether it's serving or earlier retired managing director or chairman, and resultantly, the board of directors ought to have been under the conduct, control and supervision of LIC. But it was not so. LIC, in fact, was not even aware of the risk it was sitting on. And when ILFS exploded, all of us, including LIC, was taken by surprise. LIC, its nominee, was in charge of the risk management committee of ILFS. And it perhaps was not even aware of the risks that were going on there. It was not even aware that it has been a fraudulent organization for years together, and its state of affairs was not what it was disclosed to be. But the LIC nominee, who was the chairman of ILFS and who headed the risk committee of ILFS and LIC, which was supposed to be responsible for the management of ILFS, was just negligent. And that's a mild term. In fact, as far as the banking, finance and capital markets were concerned, most thought that ILFS is an extension of LIC, and that explains its AAA rating. That explains why so many funds, mutual funds, institutional investors took an exposure to ILFS and have now burned their fingers. It all had to do with negligence of the dominant shareholder. ILFS actually shows the state of affairs of LIC. In its state of affairs, it neglects looking after the interests of its policyholders. It has been making investment after investment in very questionable transactions. In fact, LIC has become a bailout bag of the government. It has become another pocket of the government which it uses to bail itself out. Take the case of IDBI Bank, a bankrupt entity. Probably if you offered it to any other market participant, they would have refused to invest in it. LIC has pumped in thousands of crores into IDBI Bank, and the amount could be in the range of finally 50,000 crores. That's money down the drain. That's money which will not get any return of investment. And that is also what has happened on the investment of LIC in all the public sector banks. LIC is a large shareholder in most public sector banks, and it has not got a return on investment till date. That is what will happen with its investment in IDBI Bank also. So LIC has been more a bailout fund for politicians. It has been that fund the government goes to whenever its disinvestment program fails or whenever a government entity fails. Return on investment is not even a point on the radar when LIC actually decides to make such investments, certainly under the directions of the politicians and the government in power. That means LIC is actually not looking after the interests of its policyholders, and that reflects on the receding market share of LIC. At one point of time, LIC was the only life insurance company entity in this country, and now you have private players. LIC's market share has actually fallen to about 75%, and with this kind of state of affairs, its market share will only continue to fall. Why is LIC in this kind of a state of affairs? Apart from the fact that it is under government management, which explains it all, but the other reality is LIC is not subject to a regulator. LIC has no reporting transparency. LIC has no regulatory discipline to adhere to. LIC has nobody to answer to except its political bosses. And that explains its investments, where it is seen to favor certain promoters, where it is seen to favor the government, notwithstanding that those investments are not in the best interest of the shareholders, the policyholders. Let me give you another example. It was in February 2018 that the LIC MD made a statement that LIC would now be investing in shares only of BSE 200 companies. Companies which are known to have a track record where the risk of failure, where the risk of the investment turning dud was low. And what do we see? Of late, at inflated prices, at a time when the market was at a peak, LIC has invested its money into shares of companies, very dubious companies, questionable companies like Vakrangri, Swan Energy, Rajesh Exports, Opto Circuits, Omax India, Electro Steel. I mean, these are all companies with a very questionable situation, and that's what has happened. The price of the shares of these companies has collapsed, and LIC doesn't seem to even have an exit out of it. In other words, yet another massive instance of public money gone dud. LIC's affairs need to be regulated. LIC holds money, very precious savings of the common man, and it cannot be allowed to fritter away. There are instances after instances of LIC holding now a large portfolio of dud investments. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.